Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
This is Fred Film Radio. I'm Annalisa Sandrelli from the Venice Film Festival, and I'm here with Victor Cujon, who is the French representative on the 28 Times Cinema jury. The 28 Times Cinema is an initiative supported by the European Parliament and the Giornate degli Autori. So Victor has an important task with the other members of the jury because you're going to award an important prize. But more on that later. First of all, let us meet Victor. Let's find out who he is. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself, how you came here to Venice, the competition that you won? Tell us.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity of speaking about that amazing experience. I heard about the 28 Times Cinema jury on Facebook.
Okay.
And I just saw a post and decided to apply. The deadline was really approaching, and so I managed to send all the elements in time and got selected, and I'm really glad I am. And I don't know, being part of a jury, it was it's the first time for me, and it feels, I mean, we're part of like 28 people, so your voice is just one among 28, but you still feel that it is quite important that you're responsible for selecting a movie among this really good selection of 11 feature films and a lot of films in French also inside this selection. And to may I speak about myself also?
Yes, we do want to know about your background in film, what your interest in film is. I'm sure our listeners want to know.
I'm one of the oldest members of the jury. I'm 24 and I'm already working in a cinema, which is a cinema Jean Eustache near Bordeaux in France, and for a festival also. So, I mean, this like sounds really familiar to me because we have a lot of cinema festivals in France that I attend to for programmation.
Yeah.
But I was a student before and I studied film, not film, but exhibition and distribution in La Fémis, which is a French cinema school. And now I'm just in the industry, but I feel that I'm enjoying sort of a parenthesis inside my work, being there and among students and other young cinema goers or filmmakers.
Okay. And, of course, here in Venice you have the opportunity of watching films from all over the world, meeting people from all over the world, so it must be enriching from that point of view as well. Could you tell us a little bit about your taste in film? What kind of films do you like watching? Of course, we're not allowed to talk about the films in competition, but in general, is there a particular genre that you go for? Do you prefer old classics, new releases, blockbusters? What do you go for?
I would say I watch pretty much everything, or I try to watch a lot of movies, and so that I know what's, I don't know, going on in the in the cinema field. But I would say I like mysterious films that don't give you all the answers to the questions being asked in the movie, and also inventive forms in both fictions and documentaries.
Okay. And what can you tell us about your festival experience so far? You have not just watched films, you've also taken part in panels, debates, workshops. What has been the most interesting aspect, do you think? What have you enjoyed the most?
I would say the discussions between all of us, not only the official debates with the president of the jury, Karim, but all the informal discussion that we have, just walking out of the screening room. Those are the best to me because you get, I don't know, I feel that we receive the movies really in different ways. That are related to the countries we're from, the taste we have. And to me, that's the greatest part, the people I'm working or being in a jury with. And I like the fact that we are also available for other screenings and discovering other selections here in Venice.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned Karim Anouz, who is the Brazilian director, who is the president of the jury. What's it like to work with him? What is his role in the jury, do you think? As a professional, he probably has a different approach to the debates. But how does he help the group in the discussions, do you think?
I think Karim has a big empathy, because he is a director, so he knows that it is sometimes a bit hard to being judged on an artistic work. Mm-hmm. And also he has a great sensitivity, mm-hmm, towards all the movies in the competition. I like the way he's speaking just after everybody spoke, mm-hmm, so that everybody gets a chance to speak, and then Karim will just sort of embrace all that we said to propose a new interpretation, or mm-hmm, just to agree with what we said before. Mm-hmm. And you should, I think you should pay a great attention to his work as, mm-hmm, a filmmaker, because, mm-hmm, he's one of the greatest South American directors at the moment.
When you describe his work or his attitude, it sounds as if he is a bit like an orchestra conductor, you know, playing all the various, mm-hmm, instruments and trying to bring all the contributions together, which sounds great, because a jury has to come up with a final joint decision. So you need a good conductor for that, I think.
Yeah, I hope we'll make a good piece of music then, even though I'm not sure of which instrument I'm playing in that orchestra.
Well, we'll find out in a few days. Right, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Victor, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your festival experience.
Grazie mille.
I have been Annalisa Sandrelli, reporting from the Venice Film Festival for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.